Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1853, Rachel Taylor left Illinois with her family, traveling to the Rogue Valley in what became known as the Preacher Train, because five Southern Oregon preachers came on that same wagon train. Taylor's uncle described it this way: "We go out in a company of about 20 effective men, three of them Methodist preachers, 13 wagons, and about 200 head of cattle." The train reached Oregon on the Applegate Trail. Taylor celebrated her 15th birthday near Independence Rock. In her journal, she described a feather that had fallen from a tree burial site. Indians like the Sioux placed their dead with their possessions in trees. It was difficult to travel 15 to 20 miles a day as they had hoped. Taylor wrote, "We were delayed in the morning as a new ox yoke had to be constructed to take the place of the broken one." Another time she wrote, "Did not start until late, as the broken wagon had to be repaired." Most wagons traveled 7 days a week. At least one preacher observed Sundays as days of rest and prayer. Yet his wagon was the first to reach Oregon. Today's episode of As It was written by Mary Ann Mason, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.